Han yelled for Leia at the top of his lungs, but he could not make himself heard over the din of screeching blasters. He pointed at the leader and opened fire on the other one. With Zek and Terran firing from behind and Han from the front, the Sith never had a chance. He fell with his hand still in his pocket. Brownbeard fared better. He managed to pull a grenade from his pocket and even get it armed before Leia hit him with a force blast and sent him tumbling back down the hallway. The grenade, however, remained in the air and came sailing straight through the hole into the room where the Solos were hiding.
Grenade!
Diving past Leia, Han hurled himself on Alana and wrapped her tight in his arms, then felt himself reverse course and go soaring back at an angle. His shoulder banged against the edge of the wall so hard that his arms nearly opened. And then he found himself spinning across the hallway upside down, with Alana on top of him, screaming in surprise and fear. They were airborne the better part of a second before the small of his back struck something that felt like a table and sent him tumbling. Alana flew from his arms, then someone else, someone big and furry, landed on his chest. Only then did the orange flash of an incendiary grenade fill the darkness, and it seemed to be coming from across the hall. Han rolled Angie free and sat up, at once trying to blink the blast dazzle from his eyes and see in the dark.
Alana?
Over here.
He was too dazed to even recognize the voice, so he turned toward it and put out his hands. He found a small, trembling form and pulled her close.
Alana.
Grandpa.
She hugged him close.
Where's Grandma?
I'm not sure.
Han began to feel around in the darkness, but found only dust.
She's gotta be here somewhere.
Grandma?
When no answer came, Alana's voice grew frightened.
Grandma?
The only answer was the sound of running boots. Realizing he had no idea how much time had passed, Han clamped a hand over Alana's mouth and squeezed it closed. She fell instantly motionless, and together they listened as the sound of the footfalls receded up the hallway. Finally, Han whispered,
"Keep it quiet until we know what's what."
No kidding,
Alana said.
But where's Grandma?
Over here,
a voice whispered,
with Angie.
The words came clear and distinct from near the hole in the front wall of the room, so loud that Han thought for a moment that Leia's ears must still be ringing from the grenade explosion. But then the beam of a glow rod swept through the hole, illuminating her face, and Zek's deep voice sounded from a few meters down the hallway.
Princess Leia, it's good to see you alive.
Almost as good as it will be to see the Choom Da alive,
Terran added.
Where is she? There's no need to concern yourselves with me,
Alana said, sounding as regal as her mother sometimes did. She gently freed herself from Han's grasp and arose.
I've been well guarded, but see to my grandparents at once. They've had quite a fight.
A second glow rod appeared in the hole and swung around to illuminate Alana's face.
You're well, Highness?
Terran asked.
You're quite sure?
Yes, as you must be able to see,
Alana said, allowing her irritation to show in her voice.
Now shine that thing somewhere else and see to my grandparents as I...
Alana allowed her order to trail off when a trio of anguished screams sounded from down the hallway. Both Terran and Zek turned to shine their glow rods toward the sound, and the unmistakable clatter of a squad of armored soldiers shouldering their blaster rifles sounded behind them. Even before Han realized the cause of the anguished screams, Alana was rushing toward the doorway.
Stand down! Stand down!
Han rose to his feet, and experiencing a whole body of new aches, limped after her.
It's okay, he called. They're friends.
Terran looked over at him with wide, wild eyes.
You're sure?
It was Zek who answered.
He's sure.
He turned and signaled the soldiers behind him to lower their weapons, then looked back up at the hallway and said,
It's good to see you again, Tesser.
This one cannot say the same,
a raspy, bearable voice replied.
What are you doing here?